my candid opinion is we're making our democratic governance process more expensive. Do not forget that to rename that house comes at a cost. So I don't know what the reason will be, but that is making our democratic governance process more expensive.
But does it take anything away from our history?
Of course. There are several reasons why names are important, and I have always said that names are identified when somebody is called a tree or a stone or for whatever reason. There are always historical contexts attached to it. The question I ask myself, and I'm sure the couple of Ghanaians will be interested in, is what difference does it make? What difference does it make for it to be called Jubilee House or Flagstaff House? And this is particularly important for us.
What about those who also say the Flagstaff House was a colonial relic? So if we were able to secure a facility from the Indian government to put up the what we have there now as the Jubilee House, it's in line.
The building was put up for a purpose. I think when Ghana came to see us, if my memory serves me right. And so it was put up with a name, Jubilee, because it celebrates 60 years of Ghana's existence. So why we went back in the first place to Flagstaff House, only those who took that decision will be able to explain better. But I'm going back to make the point that for us as a people, when we change the name from Jubilee, Flagstaff House to Jubilee House, or we change from Jubilee House to Flagstaff House, you want to ask ourselves what difference it makes. What difference does it make? So that if it was called Jubilee House, why didn't we maintain the Jubilee House? That we changed the Flagstaff House. And as we change the Jubilee House today, what difference does it make for us as a people?
How do we bring finality to this change of names, Flagstaff House to Jubilee House, when one administration takes off?
Well, I think that the Flagstaff House that was, Jubilee House that was put against that edifice, it was constructed with the intention of marking. So the government of the day then felt that they needed a facility to christen it in the name of 50 years of Ghana's existence. Why in the first place it was changed? With the reasoning that the building was situated at a facility that was called Flagstaff House, and therefore it should be called Flagstaff House. That is where we started getting it wrong.
You heard governance expert Dr. Bernard Bingap talking to Felix Kofi.